A group of Whangarei farmers is accusing the district council of sending Northland's biggest drainage scheme broke. The Whangarei council has put rates up by 25% for farmers in the Hikurangi swamp area to tackle a $3 million debt. But critics say the debt only exists because of bad management by the council. Lois Williams reports.
The chief executive of the Whangarei District Council, Mark Simpson, abruptly closed a meeting with Hikurangi farmers last week when he realised two farmers, highly critical of the council, were present. They were Ben Smith, whose dairy farms won environmental awards, and Neville Thorne, who was standing in for another member of the Farmers Liaison Group. The group is selected by the council, and Ben Smith, a former banker, is not one of the chosen. But he was there to present the council with a balance sheet he'd worked up using the council's own figures. It shows the already indebted Hikurangi drainage scheme is running at an annual deficit of $213,000, despite the new rate rises.
Under the Local Government Act, any targeted rate has to either pay provisionally for itself or show a zero balance within 2 to 3 years, and we've been losing consistently for the last 8 to 10.
Ben Smith says the scheme should not be in debt in the first place. He believes the council has spent money that should have been available to cover costs like resource consents, new flood pumps and environmental work.
Every year the council has claimed $244,000 of depreciation. Depreciation, in my mind, is to go towards asset replacement, so it's a form of capital reserves and enables us to replace large capital items. That depreciation hasn't remained in that targeted rates account.
But Mr. Smith didn't get a chance to question the council's chief executive about that. Mr. Simpson walked out and ordered his staff to do the same. Neville Thorne says he was staggered by the chief executive's reaction.
He just said, "There's guys in here, got to get out. All my staff are leaving." And he said, "Out of here. Get out of here." I reckon it's absolutely bully tactics, you know, we'll do it our way, we don't want your input, sort of carry on. Just so unprofessional, man. Like, he should be held to task for it, eh? In his position, you've got to deal with all sorts of people. And if you can't sit down and debate it, you're not the right man for the job, in my opinion.
A veteran farmer who is in the liaison group, Jack Illich, says he hadn't realised until he saw Ben Smith's figures that the scheme was still running at a loss and incurring more debt, and he finds that alarming. Mark Simpson didn't respond to a request for comment. But Whangarei's Deputy Mayor, Phil Hulse, who did stay to talk to the farmers, is defending the chief executive. He says the Hikurangi scheme has been problematic, and to make progress, the council and farmers agreed on who should attend meetings. Mr. Hulse says Ben Smith should not have been there.
Basically, we had two factions out there, and to manage the swamp, we thought we'd go down the middle line. We'd get farmers who were willing to work with council and take the fractions who are causing the angst and not have them involved, because all that leads to further destruction of the meetings.
Phil Hulse says he believes most farmers are happy with the council's management of Northland's biggest farm drainage scheme. But Ben Smith says a significant number are not. He says they're about to challenge the scheme's resource consent by taking High Court action against the Regional Council, and the District Council is next in the firing line. For Morning Report, Lois Williams.